Staying in Sydney, a dispute on Sydney's North Shore over plans to build a virtual fence or eruv for Orthodox Jews has turned ugly, with claims of anti-Semitism being levelled at a local councillor. The Ku'ingai Council rejected the proposal for the eruv last year and has spent tens of thousands of dollars defending its decision against legal appeals being brought by Jewish non-profit groups. Now a local councillor has been accused of anti-Semitism after she made a sarcastic remark about Jewish non-profit groups. Emily Burke has our report.
It's not the first time claims of anti-Semitism have cropped up on Sydney's North Shore. For more than 5 years, the St Ives community has been divided over a plan to create a local eruv or religious zone for ultra-Orthodox Jews. The plan involves hanging a thin wire between a series of dark green poles and existing telegraph poles. But it's angered some locals, who say the eruv would spoil the leafy streetscape of their suburb and scuttle the push to have poles and cables put under. But others say the opposition amounts to outright bigotry. The Ku'ingai Council rejected the proposal, but it spent around $170,000 defending its decision against court appeals. But during a council meeting early this week, Councillor Tony Hall questioned the wisdom of spending so much money fighting non-profit groups. That question prompted a sarcastic remark about Jewish non-profit groups from a fellow councillor, Elise Keys. The World Today has obtained a recording of part of that council meeting.
If you look at the pages, it's been broken up into $15,000 lots, 11 of them. That adds up to $174,359 against a non-profit organisation, a community group.
Jewish non-profit.
The comment has sparked a furious response from Vic Aladef from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.
There was a perfectly legitimate discussion at Ku'ingai Council about this development application, and that's part of the everyday business of councils. It was an appropriate discussion. What was entirely inappropriate was for one of the councillors to make a comment which endorsed a racist, negative stereotype. Such comments have no place in a council chamber. They have no place in the harmonious society in which all of us want to live.
The councillor has reportedly said that she was commenting more about the deep pockets of religious organisations. Isn't that fair comment?
It is entirely not fair comment. Well, in an ideal world, nobody should be making racist comments. What has happened here is that there has been a DA for an eruv, which is there's been an eruv in Bondi for 10 years. They exist all over the world. Essentially, they're a symbolic area which enable young mothers to get out with their babies, elderly people to push a stroller or a walking stick, etc. What is very unfortunate is that the tone of this debate has descended, where some interest groups have allowed misinformation, have pushed information into the public discourse, and the sort of tone which we heard at Ku'ingai Council has coloured what should be a straightforward debate over a DA.
Is it possible, though, for members of the community to challenge, question, or even oppose an eruv without it being seen as bigoted or anti-Semitic?
100%, and I absolutely defend that right. We have a democracy, and in a democracy, the umpire's verdict is what stands. So we have a judge, we have a judicial system, and that is what makes us a very fierce and fantastic democracy. And it is entirely possible, and people should challenge. That's what democratic debate is all about. What we have seen enter this debate and this DA over some time now is a tone which is unsavory, where the sorts of remarks we heard the other night, where a racist stereotype is used against, in this case, the Jewish people, but it could be against anybody. So to oppose DAs, that's life. People put DAs in, they get opposed, they accept it, and we all move on. But what has been very unfortunate, and not the Australian way, is for racist stereotypes to enter the debate and to create a fear campaign and a fear atmosphere, an atmosphere of mistrust. That is unacceptable.
A final ruling on the eruv is still to be handed down by the Land and Environment Court.
Emily Burke with that report, and Councillor Elise Keys says she's devastated and deeply distressed that such a simple comment has prompted accusations of racism.